is Morning Edition from Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. This morning, a story about a man named Brady, more specifically, Tate Brady. He came to Tulsa in the late 1800s. He started a store. He founded a hotel. He was one of the boomtown's leading citizens. He even signed the original city charter. And he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. He may, and we do stress the word may, have played a role in the 1921 Tulsa race riot. And he urged the relocation of the African-American community after the riot so that land could be seized for warehouses. Those last three items were not widely known about Tate Brady when the 200 block north was named after him, or the old municipal theater became the old lady on Brady, and with the resurgence of downtown, the Brady Arts District. There is strong debate in our community over whether the Brady name should be erased. The Tulsa City Council can only rename the street. Robert Flashman is with the Brady Arts Owners Association and Business Association.
There is a history of a person which overshadows the character and actions of us as organizations, individuals, and as a community. We neither endorse nor refute any of his alleged leanings or actions. We've named our groups after Brady Street, which runs through the heart of our district, not an individual. We've done so with no intention to be insensitive or disrespectful to any individuals or groups within our community.
Christy Williams wants all of the Brady names changed. She is with the Coalition for Social Justice in Tulsa.
The name, the Brady District, does not symbolize a unified Tulsa. It is an insult to the taxpaying survivors that are still here today from the 1921 Tulsa race riot. And I think a lot of people forget that, but we do have survivors that are here today who has to face that name.
Now, it may surprise you that our nation has a history of naming things after people with a history of violent acts. While we don't have a Fort Rommel or a Camp Tojo, we do have military installations named for people who made war on the United States. This is author and historian Jamie Malinowski.
A great many people have gone through training at places like Fort Bragg and Fort Benning, Georgia, Fort Gordon, Fort Hood in Texas. There's three in Virginia, Fort Lee, Fort A.P. Hill, and Fort Pickett.
In all, we have 10 military installations named for Confederate generals who made war on the United States. So what should Tulsa do? Malinowski says, move cautiously.
It's a hard thing to kind of think through whether you're going to rename something or not. Because I think people then, it's not only the figure who has, you've honored, but it is a kind of then all the people afterwards in have some sort of invested a little tiny portion of their lives to, you know, what that name has become. Like all the soldiers who have gone through Fort Hood. And you have to kind of get into people's heads to say that that we really do have some better option that is more reflective of what we believe.
A recent Tulsa World poll shows that the vast majority of the Tulsa community favors leaving the Brady name alone. That vote was split right along Tulsa's racial divide. 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.